Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, fellow entrepreneurs, I have a question for you. Have you ever been in this weird twilight zone where your business is running, your numbers are saying that you're making money, but your bank account is saying, no. You're not. This happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. It's enough to drive you crazy. You're pulling in sales, profit margins are decent, but every time you look at the bottom line, the cash has mysteriously vanished. Here's the thing that most people miss. Profit and cash flow are not the same thing. And a lot of seemingly healthy, profitable businesses go under because they don't get that difference. So I'm obsessed with breaking down these complex or mysterious business topics into these bite-sized pieces. So let's demystify this whole profit versus cash flow thing. Here's a metaphor. Profit is like a scorecard at the end of a sports match or a game. It tells you who won, but it doesn't actually tell you how the game unfolded, what actually happened play by play. Cash flow is the play by play of the game. It shows you how the money actually moves in and out of your business throughout the match, throughout the contest. Why should you care? Because you can win the game being profitable and you can still lose the championship by going bankrupt. So let's illustrate this. I'll give an e-com store example. So say you're running an e-commerce store, Shopify store, selling these fancy widgets. It could be clothes. It could be productivity tools. It could be a notebook. It could be energy bar, whatever it is. On paper, you have great margins, but what happens if most of your sales are on credit where you get paid way later? That happens in a lot of large B2B enterprise type businesses. In consumer goods, maybe you just sank money into a huge inventory order. Maybe it's not e-commerce and maybe it's brick and mortar and your rent just doubled. So your profit for the period might be healthy, but it doesn't matter if you can't pay your bills now. So this is where the danger lies. It's when we equate profit to cash flow, because profit and cash flow are not interchangeable. So I want to explain why there's a disconnect in the first place. There's a few major culprits. So the first is the timing conundrum. So profit is calculated on a fancy system called accrual accounting. This is great for getting a big picture view over time, but it can hide the day-to-day problems. You might recognize revenue from a sale today, even if your customer doesn't pay for 90 days. Likewise, a big expense like buying equipment might be spread out over time on your profit statement, even though you wrote the check all at once. The second culprit is inventory. Inventory is a huge money suck. So if you sell physical products, inventory is your lifeblood and your biggest cash hog. You need to have enough stock on hand, but that money is tied up until you sell those items. So if you overestimate demand and you get stuck with a warehouse full of stuff, your perfect profit picture can turn into this cash flow nightmare very quickly. Another culprit, growing too fast. It sounds super counterintuitive, but believe it or not, rapid growth can destroy an otherwise healthy business. More customers equals more sales. Awesome, right? Well, pause, only if you have the cash on hand to support that growth. So you need money to hire more staff, invest in marketing, scale manufacturing, etc. Often, the profits lag behind these upfront growth expenses. And lastly, the last culprit is debtors, people that owe you money. So let's say you're generous or perhaps disorganized with payment terms. Customers love you. They just pay whenever. It's money you'll eventually get, but bills don't care about eventually. See, even if you're profitable, according to a spreadsheet, your business can still be on shaky financial ground if your cash flow isn't in sync. So how do you stay on top of this and avoid disaster? Here are some practical tools, some very simple tools and strategies. You want to understand what a cash flow statement is. It's your new best friend. And if you're not already intimately familiar with this financial document, change that ASAP. Unlike an income statement, which shows profit, the cash flow statement tracks the actual movement of money in and out of your business. Analyzing this and paying attention to this tells you if you're generating enough cash to cover your expenses and reinvest. You also want to become a forecasting pro. So don't just react to the past. You want to build models to anticipate your future cash position. This is where spreadsheets become your superpower. So project your sales, your known expenses, even the timing of when you expect things to get paid. Next, you want to track some key metrics. So what you want to watch for closely, one is called DSO, or days sales outstanding. Basically, it means how long it takes your customers to pay you. On average, lower is better. You want to track inventory turnover. So how quickly do you sell through your stock? Higher turnover generally means better cash flow. And then your burn rate. If you are spending more than you make, how many months does the cash you have left last? So these are metrics you just want to pay attention to. Another strategy is to negotiate. So can you get better payment terms from suppliers? Can you convince customers to pay up front or on shorter cycles? Even small tweaks can have a big impact on your cash position. So this could mean changing from a net 60, which means that you are paid in 60 days, to a net 30 or a net 15, or perhaps it could even mean tacking interest payments on as a penalty if people extend past the net 30 or the net 60, giving them even more incentive to pay on time. So you want to also not only negotiate better payment terms, but you want to get paid faster. So make it easy for customers to pay invoices. Implement online payment systems. You can offer discounts for early payments. Again, the goal is to keep your business running for as long as possible, right? That's how you win. And don't be afraid to chase people who are late payers, and consider if you still want to do business with people that are jeopardizing your business health because you're recognizing their revenue and you're fulfilling based on the profit that they could generate, but ultimately it's putting your business in a bad position if they're not going to pay for 6 months and they feel like you're not going to come after them. Another thing you can do, which is just sort of future-proofing your business, is think about having a line of credit. So if you know there's seasonal swings or big expenses coming up, having a line of credit with your bank can provide a safety net to bridge that gap. So don't wait until you're desperate. Secure this before you need it. The key takeaway is that the best way to survive and thrive isn't just to focus on profitability. It's about managing your cash flow proactively. Cash flow is the lifeblood of business. Always remember, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. Master the art of cash flow, and you're going to dramatically increase your odds of long-term success. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.